It's a dreary Saturday morning at the downtown courthouse. A group of around 20 men sit in a conference room, arms crossed, eyes staring blankly at the presenter.
But I know you guys don't want to be here. This is probably the last thing you want to be doing on a Saturday morning. I completely get that.
This is John School. Everyone here was caught purchasing sex. Some were ordered here, while others chose to come in exchange for a lighter sentence.
Coercion. What do you guys think coercion might be?
Many of these students believed that women enjoy sex work, but what they're learning is that the majority are forced into it as victims of human trafficking.
So, hello everyone. My name is Jen. I have 2.5 years sober.
Jen Glasser was driven to sex work by an opioid addiction.
How I got started, my son's father introduced me to heroin, went through everything. I lost my home, I lost my son, I had nothing. The only way I could make money was to prostitute.
Eventually, she was trafficked by a man she thought was her boyfriend and nearly died before she managed to escape.
If you're out there looking for love, it's not going to happen. Because, you know, I told you I loved you, I told you I'd marry you, I told you anything you wanted to hear just so I can get that money. That's all you got, that's all it was about.
At least a few men in this room appear to really be listening, and the idea is that this will discourage them from ever buying sex again. Some studies show John School works. Others say it's inconclusive. Policy expert Alex Trudeau says what's been proven is the shame and embarrassment of getting arrested. That alone reduces recidivism by 70%.
So in my mind, anything else you get on top of that with a John School or a fine or whatever is gravy. The key is, are you actually making the arrest?
But making the arrests takes time and resources. Ron Kimmerling is the commander of the Vice Unit with Columbus Police. And to catch sex buyers, he sets up what are called reverse stings out of hotels and out on the streets. A female officer poses as a prostitute while several more officers stand by as backup.
If you go out there, you'll see these guys circling the block. They're like a shark. It's patently obvious what they're doing. The people in the neighborhood know what they're doing.
It's a labor-intense job. Kimmerling points out the cost of these operations may be greater than the penalty. Columbus law allows for a fine up to $1,000 and 30 days in jail, but few men do any time. An analysis of court records by Side Effects shows that last year the average for fines was around $100.
Myself, speaking personally, I wonder about priorities when a traffic fine costs more than picking up a woman for sex in Columbus.
Kimmerling and advocates think a harsher penalty will discourage men from doing this in the first place. A state lawmaker has drafted a bill that would impose a mandatory $2,000 fine, with half that money going to help victims of human trafficking. Opponents to the bill say it limits a judge's discretion, and hefty fines disproportionately affect low-income people. Alex Trudeau says fines are an important part of making sex buyers accountable.
You know, there's just a long history in our country of finding ways to excuse men who buy sex illegally.
Of course, those with the most at stake here are the victims. Another survivor, Valerie, asked that we not use her full name. She thinks John School alone is the most effective solution.
I think it's a sickness. I think that they're spiritually bankrupt. And they've got a hole, and they need to, they're looking to fill it somehow. There's underlying issues with this.
If this is their chance to reflect and learn from their mistakes, Valerie's hoping they'll take it. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.